Thursday night, Aruch of Kislev, Kutzah Shulchan Aruch, we're doing Chas Chanukah. We're in Simen, Kuf, Chaf, Kuf Lamed Tes, which is Chas Chanukah. And I have a picture book here to help us a little. Not that we need it, so maybe a little will be somewhat helpful. We're up to Se'if Zion. Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. That's a Chazal were misaking it originally. You have to realize, okay, to put it at the Pesach of the house, you're publicizing the nes for Bnei Rishus Harabim. This is the classic, what it's supposed to look like. Here's your door. It's open to Rishus Harabim. You put it by the door. There's no Pesach of the Chotzer. That's a different case. Where there's a chotzer, that's here. So there's a chotzer. So we paskin, you put it by the Pesach of the chotzer, not the Pesach of the house, but the Pesach of the chotzer. Okay, there's the chazanish. Chazanish hold our chatzeros and not chatzeros, and you're better off putting it at the Pesach of your house. Not that we don't. I think most Yerushalayim, they certainly don't do like the chazanish. People who are trying to put it in the right place, put it by the Pesach. He has a whole cheshbon. His cheshbon is that our chatzeros are not truly chatzeros because we don't use them for anything. First of all, I'm not sure it's true. We use it to put strollers in. Parking. They use it more for life. That's just tighter. But I don't know why that's a necessary component. His point, you know, you use it. You use it for living purposes. So we use it for living purposes. Okay, anyway, Yerushalayim, they certainly don't do like the Chazanish. Yerumat B'Shemesh, they don't do like the Chazanish. People are... Okay, so, but that's how Chazal established the mitzvah. That you put it by the door of your house. There's really Kabbalistic things there also that we're not going to be learning or talking about. Opposite the mezuzah, it's like... And you're publicizing the nes for Bnei Rishus HaRabim. Many, many centuries have gone by where, by necessity, the tzura of the mitzvah changed. It's not like it changed because the Gemara itself, Chazal, who made up the mitzvah, deal with the scenario that you can't put it for Bnei Rishus HaRabim. So they say, okay, if you can't, you do it even inside your house. You have to light Neiros on Hanukkah. If you don't have any opening to the Rishus HaRabim, so you light on your table even. You light in your house. Worst comes to worst, you light in your house. It's not like we made up a mitzvah. It was around at the very inception of establishing what the mitzvah is. The idea of lighting in your house for yourself was around. But the tzura of the mitzvah l'chatchila is to be mefarshim the neis for Bnei Rishus HaRabim. Mitzvahs ner Chanukah lahadlik bepesach hasomuch Rishus HaRabim mishum persumei nisa. V'kach ha'yoyzim b'zman ha'mishnah v'ha'gemorah, they did it properly the way it's supposed to be done. U'v'zman hazeh shanu dorin bein ha'umos, the golos got dangerous, or they would stop, put it out, or turn it over, or whatever. Madlikim b'ayishu dorbo, so it became very common to light in the house. And of course, lately, the last few decades, it's going back to the original takana. Even though, really,
if you live in a high-rise building, it becomes a little bit tougher.
No, well, only if you're more than 20 amas high. If you're less than 20 amas high. Amos is 9.6 meters, according to Rav Chaim Noah. Here, Rav Chaim Noah will be the Machmir. The smallest here will be the Chumrah. So 20 Amos is 9.6 meters. So every floor in Eretz Yisrael, it's a pretty set amount, how high it is. So if you're, I think
three
once
meters.
You're on, what?
3 meters.
So if you're on the third floor, you're still okay. If you're on the third floor, but you always should measure it, of course. But but that's what we're talking about. That's 20 amos, 9.6 meters, according to the Chazon Ish, it's 115 meters, but again, certainly we're going to be machmir here and not go with the Chazon Ish. But also, it seems a little strange, maybe besides the fact that the Meshach HaCenturies, we got used to lighting inside, but now in the last, we'll call it 100 years, the whole, especially not that many people walking outside, people are in cars. But it's not, plenty of people still walk, and she's around, and still, well, we have more people than they did, so maybe their houses were more open. It always seems as if, like, who's going to see my nair already? But that's how they structured the mitzvah. They also didn't have that many people. Okay, it was manozesh, and when we live with the goyim, so you light in the house. That's the best. Or you know, that you can do even with managolos, you can put it in your window. I mean, certainly there were tkufos when they were scared to put it in their window also. But even if you're scared, or it's the winter, the cloud, the Golas took us to many lands where it would be absolutely impossible to light a candle outside. You're probably not mechuyev to get a box. I mean, the boxes are ubiquitous, but, you know, if someone, like, if they wouldn't be selling Chanukah, those boxes, and someone would come and ask a shayla, you know, I want to do the mitzvah the way Chazal said, but like it's the winter. Like, where did they live? They lived in Eretz Yisrael many times. You don't need a box many nights, but many times you do. So I would say, you know, mechuyev to buy a box light in your house. Nowadays, maybe mechuyev to buy a box because they sell them. Like the Chanukah boxes. Okay, you should put it in the window. If you don't have, or this is if you're 20 amos up, let's say, and you don't have a way of putting it outside at the Pesach, so you're lighting in your house, whatever reason you've decided to light in your house, yes, the Rav agreed, or you don't have place outside, no place to light, or you're scared of it getting stolen, you have a silver menorah. So it is ideal in your house to put it by the door, even if you're lighting for the inside people. That's what the kitzur are saying. Even if you're lighting, and the Mishpura agree, even if you're lighting for the inside people, but there's something special. And as I said, it's like connecting the mezuzah, you're lighting by the door. A lot of times it's also not practical. You have children around, they're crawling, you have to get a small table, they can pull it down. A windowsill is much safer. So again, you have to judge. If you have a shayla, you ask the rabbi. You should put it next to the door. Let's say this is a tefach. Well, I don't know, this is not to scale this ruler, but they're trying to show you. Well, here's the Pesach ends here. It doesn't have to be the door, it could be the whole Pesach. So, but it's measured from the flame. It's not measured from the box. So ideally you should put it within a tefach. I told someone yesterday that it doesn't have, you know, you try, but sometimes like it just doesn't work, you can't. Maybe this box is so big that you can't, even if you put it at the end, it's still not a tefach away from the door. No, don't worry about it. It was, I feel it was more of a hakpada, this idea of a tefach next to the Pesach. Okay, you want it to be by the Pesach, but the hakpada on the tefach has probably to do with the fact that was the source of light. So if they had a street light, it also looked like that. There was a light outside. That person wanted to make a street light for passers-by. So he had a menorah, and he, I don't know, lights. You know, we have electric lights, so to us, you see a menorah, you go, whoa, Hanukkah menorah. But they always had an issue of making it nikar that it's a Hanukkah menorah, that it's lit l'kavod d'nes. So there were different ways of doing it, how high it is, how low it is, etc. And it being like dafka tefach samach l'pesach. not more. You know, now I feel you don't have to be so makbid, as long as it's within three tefachim of the door.